Hey everybody, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. My name's Scott.
And I'm Sutton.
And we're rocking and rolling. From multiple continents, once again. So, and we're off to an auspicious start. Sutton, what's the first item on your list?
Well, I think last time we ended up talking about employment a little bit, and I wanted to, I just thought of another story that I could have brought up last time, but it's kind of still ongoing. Did you hear about this lady who was fired from the USDA or something like that? Or the Department of Agriculture?
No. No, what for?
I guess, like, basically, she's, like, a black woman, I guess, and she'd worked there for, like, 25 years, and she was, like, working kind of in the South, and it was like she was doing sort of farm outreach. Mm-hmm. You know, people who would reach out to farmers and give them new techniques and like how to work on getting their crops to be more efficient and things like that.
Yeah.
You're probably familiar with that sort of like role, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
So she was given a speech and it was recorded. And I guess like in the speech she said, you know, she's been there for a long time, like 25 years ago, you know, a white farmer came to her for help, you know, and said, hey, you know, like I need help with my crops or my stuff's not working. And she was in a position to help him, you know, and I guess like initially she did not put forth her full effort in terms of helping him. Yeah. You know, it's just kind of like sometimes when somebody comes to you for help in your position, you're just like either you're tired or you're pissed off or like they're just kind of like rude or something like that, right? And I think in her case, it was just like, you know, there's a long history in the South, and 25 years ago, it was probably still a little bit recent in her memory anyway, of like, you know, racial stuff going on and like, you know, the black-white racial issue and like sharecropping and all that stuff. You know, so there was that. It's kind of like, you know, in the back of your mind, it's like, you know, I'll answer your questions, I guess. You know, it's my job. But I'm not going to, like, be going out of my way to, like, you know, I'm not going to lose sleep on it. You know, I'm not going to, like, research stuff. I'll just give you what I know. I'm just going to do my job.
Yeah.
You know, and I think she did that for a couple of years. And then I think at some point she realized, so I forget exactly how she came to the epiphany, but somebody either convinced her or she realized herself that, hey, man, this is just propagating the problem. You know, like you can't, if you want people to help you out, if you want racial relations to be better, you have to turn the other cheek or, you know, golden rule and all that stuff. And then she eventually came forward to the farmer and said, you know, hey, I haven't been helping you out in the way that I should have, but here's, now I am going to, and here's what you should do and all this stuff. And I guess they're really good friends now and stuff. And she eventually, you know, he eventually did fine and everything worked out. It's just, I guess the first 2 years that just went on, but that was like 25 years ago. So she was telling this story, and I guess it was like to the NAACP or some sort of like, you know, organization like that. And I think the point of the story was like, it's easy to fall into this trap. It's easy to like judge people and not put forth your best effort, but that's not the best thing to do. But some guy was trying to incite, you know, politics and stuff like that. And he basically aggressively manipulated or edited the video and put it out so that it looked like she was basically doing this. This was like her policy. Like that's the way she gets back at people. And put it out there in the press. And then like, I don't know, Fox News got a hold of it and some other people got a hold of it. Somehow it boiled up and she was fired. And I guess she was fired in a very unceremonious way. Like somebody called her and said, hey, this happened. You need to resign. And it was like the Secretary of Agriculture. You know, and like the Secretary of Agriculture, you know, it's like, well, if he calls you, then maybe he's getting pressure from somebody. And like, is it President Obama or is it like somebody else? And like, basically from the top down, it's like, you're gone. You know, it's like, I heard the story. I'm not going to follow up on it. I'm not going to find out about it. But it's like, you're gone. And then they like did some more. And then so like finally she was fired, you know, because like there's no, we don't want any place in our administration for this kind of stuff. It's ridiculous. And it's like, they didn't even follow their facts up. It's like it happened 25 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and then so it was a big hullabaloo in the press. And so I guess just yesterday, the day before, she was offered her job back. And I guess she didn't take it. She was just like, no, sorry about that, but I'm not taking it. So I think it's just like, do you have any opinions on all this stuff? Because it's like, you're almost like.
That sounds pretty poor.
Yeah, I mean, but it sounds like, it's like funny how like, when it comes to politics and like being proper, you know, like you want to like immediately just cast away any sort of like racism or like prejudice or whatever it is from your like, you know, view. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, it's a big controversy because it totally came back to bite them, right? And everybody looks bad now. It's funny how everybody looks bad. And then she, like, I mean, it seemed like she probably liked her job or at least was all right with it. She stayed there for 25 years. And now, all of a sudden, she doesn't have this job anymore. And it's like, would you take it back? You know, like, I mean, what kind of apology would it take for you to, like, go back? Let's say you had your dream job and it's like, you know, then you unceremoniously were fired or something horrible happened in terms of like a, you know, a false accusation or whatever. And then they're like, oh my gosh, so sorry, so sorry. Like, would you go back? Does it kind of like sour your, you know, it's like almost gives you a new light on who you were working with or who you were dealing with if that sort of stuff can just happen.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like, I mean, especially when the pretenses seem false, like somebody edited the video into something that it wasn't actually saying.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it turns out that the people that, you know, you were working for don't have the integrity to look into that, you know? I mean, it sounds like, you know, and I'm assuming a bit here because I haven't read anything about the story, but it sounds like the overseers, the boss or whatever, you know, just wanted to wash his hands as quickly as possible.
Exactly. And that, I mean, yeah, that's politics. And like, you see that stuff happening all the time, but you know that it's never a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty cool. So, wow.
I mean, it's kind of an interesting, like how your opinion of something or somebody can switch so rapidly also, you know, I mean, it's like, it's almost like, do you think she should forgive them?
I mean, I think that's sort of up to her. And I mean, maybe she does forgive them, but she still doesn't want her job back, you know? And also, I mean, you could work for someone for a while and know they're a turd, but, you know, whatever, you like your job, you don't have to deal with it too much. And then, you know, it just finally gets to the point where it's like, okay, you know, I've always sort of thought this guy was a turd, but now I can't even really go back to the building with him. I don't respect him at all.
Yeah,
you know? So, I don't know. Maybe that's the situation. Maybe she's just like, you know what? I was working there 25 years. That's enough. I'm taking this opportunity to start retirement.